With Christmas Day fast upon us, last-minute shoppers are racing to find that perfect gift. Meanwhile, Tony Seymour is finishing up a marathon of his own of sorts. Seymour, the founder of Youth in Crisis Ministry in Mattapan, who works with troubled youth, quietly plays Santa for thousands of Boston-area kids every year with his annual toy drive.
Look at that.
Yeah, we got a whole variety of different stuff. Everything from big toys, little toys, try to get something for all the kids of different ages.
That is Dave Altman, helping Seymour sift through donations at Altman & Altman Law Firm in Cambridge, a partner in the drive for almost 10 years now. In between donation pickups, we sat down with Tony Seymour and Betty Cohen. Betty is a one-time beneficiary of the toy drive and a longtime volunteer for the Youth in Crisis Ministry. We meet at a busy Dunkin' Donuts in Mattapan and ask what the toy drive means to each of them and to the people they're helping.
Man, the need is overcoming. You come into my community, Mattapan, Dorchester, Southend, you'll see that a lot of people, at least they lost their jobs. If people can't meet the general criteria of a Christmas toy. It is hard times out here.
Last year when you did this, how many toys did you give out? To how many kids? How many families did you help last year? Any idea?
I can't put an idea on it because so many kids came through. I had about 4,000 toys. You know, it got to the point where I just didn't count it. If somebody needed it, they just, collected toys.
Does it surprise you how many requests you get to get toys so that, some of these kids can have a smile put on their face come Christmas morning?
Like Tony said, it's rough out here, in our community. It kind of gets me filled up because giving a toy to a child and just seeing the smile on the child's face, it just makes a difference. It makes your day brighter.
Betty, did you get toys for your kids a couple of years ago?
I do have grandchildren, and yes, I was allowed to get, a couple of things for them because I was out of work also.
Tell us about that.
I asked for a doll for my granddaughter, and I have 2 4-year-old grandsons, so they was into, Ninja Turtles, so I asked for Ninja Turtles for them. And something, because I asked them first, if Nana had to give you something, what would you want? And the boys said, Ninja Turtles. And the girl said, a doll.
So on that Christmas morning when those kids got those toys, how did they feel and how did you feel?
It brought tears to my eyes, because I had it rough. I lost my job 2 weeks before Christmas. So it brought a tear to my eye, but it brought a tear of joy.
Has it grown over the years?
Huge.
How's it grown?
More and more families, people always, like Betty, wanting to volunteer, but also people want to get involved into the program and they want to know what's coming up.
So what kinds of toys are you giving out now?
Whatever toy they donate. I'm not looking for anything exclusive. I just want to make sure that some kid that can't meet the general criteria of a Christmas toy gets it in the hand. Put a smile on a young person's face. That's what it is for me. I mean, that's worth more than $1 million, man. That smile.
That's Tony Seymour, known as Big Time Tony Seymour, founder of Youth in Crisis Ministry in Mattapan, and volunteer Betty Cohen of Mattapan. Truth is, a major supplier of toys to Tony's drive dropped out this year, and he's worried he might not quite make the goal of thousands of toys this year for thousands of Boston-area kids. If you're interested in making a last-minute contribution to the Youth in Crisis Toy Drive, there are volunteers standing by ready to pick up your donations. You can call 774-244-7015 for more information.